Well, boys and girls, I brought a cereal bowl with me today, just in case anybody didn't get breakfast. Did you all get breakfast, did you? That's good. I got breakfast. You know what I had for my breakfast? Tuck biscuits. Tuck biscuits. Do you ever eat them? Well, they're one of my favorite biscuits. But anyway. Now, we've got the bowl. I'm only pulling your leg. I didn't really bring it to give you breakfast because I know fine rightly that you've had breakfast today. But, you know, I was thinking about during the lockdown, children, that we couldn't go to the hairdressers and the barbers. And I don't know, is it tomorrow that they're opening up again? I don't know whether you're planning to go and you're just dying to get back to the barbers or the hairdressers, or maybe you're just going to get your hair cut at home and just do your hair at home. Well, looking down, I have to say you're all looking very well, and your hair looks well today. All the boys and girls looking well. Not sure what way my hair is today, but anyway, there's still a few hairs there, so I'm just glad about that. But boys and girls, whenever I was young, whenever I was your age, you know who cut my hair? My dad. You know how I used to cut my hair? You all know what's coming. Put the bowl on the head and get the scissors out and just cut round the bowl. There you go. So I don't know if you've had a bowl in your head these past few months and got your hair cut that way. But that's the way I got my hair cut when I was young. And I didn't really care because all I wanted was a ball to run about a field with and kick a ball, and I was happy. I couldn't really care less what way my hair was. But, you know, as I thought about hair, I began to think about what the Bible says about hair. There was a man who got a haircut when he didn't want one. His name was Samson. See, these past weeks, there's been many of us maybe who have been wanting haircuts and we have wanted to go to the barbers or the hairdressers, but we couldn't. Well, Samson, he was the other way around. He had no intention of getting a haircut, but there was a lady friend of his, Delilah, and she decided she would cut his hair. And she cut off all his hair, and he lost his strength because of it. Then I thought of about another man in the Bible. His name was Absalom, and his hair got him into trouble. In fact, his hair was the reason he died, because he's riding a mule or a donkey, we would say, and he had long hair, and his hair got caught in a tree, and his enemies came along and killed him. So the Bible has a lot of stories to tell us about hair. But I want to leave a thought with you today as we finish. Actually, the words of the Lord Jesus. The lovely Lord Jesus, when he came into this world and grew up to be a man, he talked about hair. Do you know what he said? He said, "The very hairs of your head are numbered." Jesus knows how many hairs are on your head. Do you know? Don't think so. But Jesus does. Because he made you. And he gave you every hair that you have. But then Jesus said something else about hair one day. He said, "Not a hair of your head will be harmed. Not a hair of your head will be harmed." Are you afraid today, boys and girls? I wouldn't blame you not having been in church for nearly, 3.5 months. But I've good news for you today. The Lord Jesus says, "Not a hair of your head will be harmed." He'll look after you. He's the good shepherd. Just read the verse on the window. And he's keeping you safe today. You're very precious to him. Last thing I want to say is thank you for being brave and coming out today. Thank you for showing courage. These are days, children, whenever we need to be courageous. And I want to say you make me so happy today. I admire you for being so courageous and coming out to church today. It'd be very easy just to have stayed at home, wouldn't it? But you've showed courage coming out today. May the Lord bless you.